Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Over to the chest, pulled out the bottom drawer, picked out some lingerie that would make it stay one more once over before I close the door. Trench coat, take exit Eddie a hard land. I never second guess my intentions. It's been a long time. He wants what's under my trench coat. Good evening, Rose. Would you please hold the phones? No, I'll keep my coat in the lobby quite cold. She replied with a laugh in her eyes. She paces his line, and I pray he has time. Handsome and bold, he walks through the threshold. A smile he knows and keeps himself composed. Rose is dismissed, no one else that I miss. Finally, we are alone. He leads me to the day. Kisses me on my neck. As for what happens next,
Emotions on the things that took place last night, but you know what? It's all right. It's all good. It's a lot of positive love. We shall overcome any obstacle that is put before us. And while I'm here in the zone, of course, it's your humble host, the Teddy Bear. You know, we got some things to soothe your soul, get your mind right. It's okay. And speaking of it, I had the pleasure of interviewing this very talented young lady on three separate occasions. And man, it is so wonderful to have her back. She puts the soulfulness in soul. Lord have mercy, the captivating Miss Lila James, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Don't Want You Back. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome back to LOTO Radio the incredible Miss Lila James. My queen, how have you been doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You look magnificent, darling. Yes, you do. You do. Man, it's been a minute. Love the new single, first and foremost. Congratulations on that. Oh, my pleasure. I got a bonus pick because the listeners are asking me. Now, you blessed us with a slice of cheesecake. So when can we expect a full album?
The album is coming at the top of the year, 2017.
Okay. Okay. Can you give an idea of how many tracks can we expect?
Probably about 11, 12.
That's all? Hey, you know, we have a tendency to be greedy. I wanted to know, what direction are you planning with the new album? Is it going to be the same hardcore soulfulness of Leela James, or are we going to add something else a little bit different as far as from the production standpoint from the new album?
I think it's definitely, a little bit of growth for myself. I mean, some of the songs I would consider more happier, softer side. You'll hear variety, but it's all still going to be soulful and it's all still going
to be. Wait a minute. Now, to rewind just a little bit, did I just hear Miss Leela James say softer side? I just got to make sure. I mean,
yeah.
So, what made you decide to
just get.
It's just, I mean, it's very rare that you ever show that side of your personality. Because I remember the last time you were on the show, I was joking with you. I said, I can tell by some of the things that you do through your music and also when you were on R&B Divas, you have such a softness and vulnerability about you that people rarely get an opportunity to see that side of you. So what made you decide, you know what, it's time. I'm going to give people a little bit more of who I am. Not just as an artist, but as a person.
Well, I mean, because you grow, and as you grow, I mean, you continue to evolve and come into the person that you are. And as that was happening, or as that happens, I mean, I tend to be transparent, you know. And with my music, is definitely, you know, my voice. So. When you hear my music, you hear me, and you're getting me.
Absolutely. Now, the R&B Divas, when you kind of sit back and just kind of reminisce a little bit, do you think that was a good, positive experience for you? Is it something that you feel that you might be enticed to do again, or you say, you know what, I'm through with that part of my life. It's time to stick strictly to music.
No, I have a problem with it. I mean, you don't like everything and everybody, but hey,
right.
we just elected a president, and I don't think I'm gonna like what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure this out for the next 4 years.
Yeah, you know, I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine. I said, wow, should I start getting my ticket and start planning to move to Canada? I was thinking
about
that. My goodness, man, it was devastating. I mean, but you know what? But when you kind of sit back and think about it, did it really surprise you on what really happened? I mean, if you really sit down and just really think about all the things that took place and transpired over the last year, did it really surprise you that they elected him?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I would say what didn't surprise me throughout was the bigotry and the hatred that really seemed to start to come to fruition and surface and show its ugly face to surface. That didn't surprise me as much because I think in the last couple of years we've been building up towards that with a lot of the police brutality, just so much. But I guess I'm still in shock over the fact that with all of that being said, some still had it in them to vote for someone. Like, they too had hate in their heart, you know, to join forces with such a being. And it's very painful because that's an awful thing, and I can't believe that someone could be full of so much hate and then stir up and ignite that same amount of hate in so many people to get, you know, and ultimately get an outcome like this. I never would have seen this coming. I thought that if anything, people would react the opposite. you know. And I still feel like people reacted the opposite. I'm not completely convinced that, you know, what we are seeing is what it is. He talked so much about, you know, the stuff being rigged. Hell, he is rigged in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the feedback that I've been getting, because things have come out as far as the connection with him and Putin and Russia and other things, and not revealing his tax returns and so forth. So I mean, it's all politics, unfortunately. But you know what? Just like everything else, we will survive. If we will get stronger as a people. And we will make our voices heard. And that's why I'm so blessed that we have someone like yourself who can bring us such joy and passion through your music. And I just wanted you to know how much gratification we get and uplifting we get from your music. Even when you're singing from just your journey in life and sharing your passion, the good and bad, with us, we considered it an honor for you to do that. So I just want to tell you, we have so much love and so much respect for you, and I cannot wait for the new album. Now, as far as things going on in the industry, as you've always said, at the end of the day, it's a business. Now, as far as strategically branching out your brand, especially with the upcoming album coming out in, 2017. What direction do you really want to pursue as far as branding out the Lila James brand?
Well, I mean, I'm always going to do music, but I'm definitely going to continue to grow in other areas, you know, television and film. And who knows what else, you know. I have interest in a lot of things, but, you know, You only get one body, so
right.
I can't be everywhere at the same time.
You know, one of the things that surprised me that I learned about you, that you have a green thumb, my love. You love the garden. I mean, what is it about being in the garden and doing gardening work and yard work? Does it bring you a sense of peace, relaxation? Does it just give you some type of therapy? I mean, it's amazing what you're able to do.
I've always been interested in the outdoors, flowers, and things of that sort. And, you know, I love interior decorating, and it kind of is just an extension of that, but it's just on the exterior side of your home for me. And when I'm outside and I'm, you know, planting the flowers or, you know, my trees, things of the, it's really relaxing, and it's, for me, like being close to God, because God is nature, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's a way of, you know, talking and it's like meditating.
Right. Absolutely.
And having conversations with him and literally planting seeds.
Because I was wondering, after seeing that, I said, you know what, will she make that transition to doing something on television? Because you see so many different artists, whether it's in the acting field or music artists, they make that transition to doing certain programs on television, whether it's home and garden, interior decorating, the Food Network, you name it, because I know you can cook. You made it very much that you can cook. So I'm saying, wait a minute, is that in the future? Can you see yourself somewhere down the line doing something like that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, that's what I had to know. Now, family, remember, the new hit single, Don't Want You Back, is available as we speak, actually on Spotify, Amazon, and also on iTunes and Tidal. It is available. And be sure to stop by Lila's official website to get all the latest updates as far as upcoming tours and upcoming events. That's at lilajames.com. Now, tell us about the new hit single, Don't Want You Back.
Yeah, my new single is called Don't Want You Back, off my upcoming album, dropping in the top of 2017. You heard it here first. And I just want to say, blast it off.
There you go.
It is bad.
You heard it here first, my lovely. Absolutely. Let's get it on. The new hit single from the incredible Miss Lila James, Don't Want You Back, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
need me back. You need me back, and you should have never left me. There you go, talking that shit. Same old shit, don't wanna hear that shit, no. I remember when you had me. You treated me bad, you treated me badly. You had a good thing, yeah.
Be sure to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Lela James' official website. That's at lelajames.com. Also on Twitter at Lela James. And last but certainly not least, you can always catch up with her on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LelaJamesOfficial. My queen, you know, it's always a privilege and a pleasure for me to have you on the show. This has always been your home. We love you to death. When the new album is ready, I don't care if it's two tracks are still warm like grandma's cookies, are still soft but not completely ready, send them to me, and we will debut them here first. That's what we do